All right, this is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Oh, you sound so good. Give God a good praise, would you? Amen, 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 amen. In fact, can we just go a little longer and just praise Him for all the good things He's doing in our lives? Can we do that? Father, we just thank You and praise You right there where you're at. Just begin to thank Him for His goodness and His mercy, how it endures forever in your life. Father, we're so grateful. God, we're so blessed. We're so thankful. God, we love You. We honor You. We praise You. We open our hearts. We open our minds. God, do miracles. Do signs. Do wonders. Do the supernatural here tonight in this place. God, You know every need of every person. Meet them right where they're at. Touch them right where they're at. Thank You, Father, for a new anointing, a fresh anointing. Thank You, God, for healing the brokenhearted here tonight, God. Setting the captive free, opening blind eyes, opening deaf ears. Thank You, God, healing broken bodies, healing broken lives. We'll give You praise. We'll give You glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So be it, and amen. Church, right? Amen. Open your Bible with me tonight to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. It's in the Old Testament. If you have a problem finding it, just look on the overheads with me. Before we go to 1 Chronicles 4, I'm sorry, I've already made a mistake. Will you forgive me? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6, 18. Let's go there first. Then we're going to go to Chronicles, so you can put something in both spots. Ephesians 6, 18. I want to talk to you tonight about the prayer of Jabez. I love the prayer of Jabez. Isn't it a wonderful prayer? And you know, on the weekends, we're talking about the power of generosity, the power of generosity. But I just felt led that through the month of October on Wednesday nights, I wanted to talk to you about different kinds of prayers that always get answered. Always get answered. And so I want to give you some model prayers, some pattern for prayers, an example of prayers that you and I can pray. So two things, every good speaker, I want to tell you what I want you to know about the prayer of Jabez, and then I want to tell you what to do, and that is this, right up front, I want you to start praying this prayer every day for the next 30 days, and don't miss a day. Will you do that for me? For the next 30 days, I want you to pray the prayer. The last time I taught on this, we gave you all bookmarkers with the prayer. And the prayer of Jabez, I want you to pray it every day for 30 days in a row. And I promise you in 30 days, your life will be transformed. I promise you your life on the authority of God's word will be transformed. All right? So before we go to 1 Chronicles, let's go to Ephesians 6, verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. So when's a good time to pray? Yeah, all the time. On all occasions, with all, do y'all see that? With all what? Kinds of prayer. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions, and what I want to bring to your attention, with all kinds of prayers. Now, a lot of Christians don't know there are different kinds of prayer. A lot of people don't know there are different kinds of prayer. In each prayer, there's a way to pray it for that prayer to work, right? Just like when you say sports, there's all kinds of sports. And with basketball, there's rules that you don't use with soccer, right? With soccer, you don't use those rules with baseball. Well, the same thing when we say prayer. A lot of people don't know there are different kinds of prayer. And so Ephesians, once again, it says, pray in the Spirit, pray first on all occasions and with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Now, let's look at one kind of prayer. So what I'm going to do this Wednesday, next Wednesday, what I'm going to do is share with you different kinds of prayers, okay? Different patterns that you and I can pray and get the same results. I want results. I want prayer fruit. Amen? For you and me, prayer fruit. So let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4 and verse 9 and verse 10. And this is called the prayer of Jabez. It's one scripture, and there are 4 points. Now, Jabez, his name means pain. His name means pain. So he's kind of like a type and a shadow of a person who's had a life full of painful experiences. Now, I think all of us can relate, right? Because if you've lived long enough, you've experienced pain. You've experienced hurt. Your heart's been broken. You've been disappointed. Things have happened. And sometimes life just hurts. And we all go through painful experiences. Some of us in growing up in the house we grew up in was a very dysfunctional, painful upbringing, household, background. So we all can relate with Jabez. And what I want you to see is that they're going to list, and I am not going to try to do it tonight. I'm not going to read all the names of all the other people, okay, in this list, because I would mispronounce half of them. But there are 600 names listed. 600 names listed in this context of what's going on here. And right in the middle, there's a pause, and the Holy Spirit, through the writer, brings out this one man named Jabez. Jabez, as an example of how you and I, God does not want us to live an average life. He does not want us to live out of our pain or our hurt or our disappointments. Amen. If you have a John Maxwell Bible, John Maxwell did a Bible years ago called the Leadership Bible. And if you look up the scripture in John Maxwell's Bible, he gives 3 points on this prayer. He says that this is a prayer for people to pray who don't want to be average. John Maxwell said in his Maxwell Leadership Bible, for this verse, the commentary, he said, this is a prayer, the prayer of Jabez, is the prayer for people who don't want to be average. And I kind of have a feeling none of us here tonight want to be average. We want to be above average and make a difference with our life and leave a legacy. Can I have a yes in the house? Amen. So he says that this prayer is made up of that Jabez had a great God, number one, a great God. Number two, he says Jabez had great faith in a great God. And then number three, he said Jabez had great ambition. So I'm quoting John Maxwell, giving him the credit on the 3 points, that this is a prayer, the prayer of Jabez. All of us, it's a pattern, it's a model, it's an example. If it worked for him, it'll work for you. And it says that God answered this prayer. God answered this prayer. So what does it tell me? This kind of praying pleases God. I'm going to get excited here in just a minute. This kind of a prayer pleases God. So when we go through this one scripture, 4 points of this prayer, keep in mind, this kind of praying makes God happy. This kind of praying pleases God. And you and I are out to please God. Amen? So again, John Maxwell said he had a great God. And I want to ask you a question tonight. How big is your God? Is he big? Amen. You know, people who are happy, they're happy not because their life is without problems. People who are happy still have problems, but they have found a big God. Right? So he said he had a great God in this prayer. And then he had great faith in a great God. And then number three, he had great ambition because he was asking God for more territory. He was asking God for more. So just stop and see all that. It pleases God when you and I ask Him for more. Now, we know what the more is for. We know what the more is for. Some people want more for the wrong reasons, and they don't get it because they have the wrong motive. Right? You ask not, you have not because you ask not, but when you ask with the wrong motive. James 4, verse 2. So evidently, Jabez knew what the more was for. So we're going to look at it. Are you up for it? A great God, great faith, and a great dream or great aspiration, great ambition, a great dream from God. Here's Jabez. Now, Jabez, I want you to see this. Look at verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable. He had 11 brothers and sisters. He was more honorable than his brethren. He was more honorable than his entire family. That word honorable is huge, isn't it? Honorable. It's speaking of integrity. So I want you to see something here, that even though, you know, Jabez, his mother named him Jabez, and names in the Bible spoke of someone's identity, it was their label, it determined the direction of their life, it determined the destiny for their life. Are you hearing your pastor tonight? What has the world labeled you? What has the world named you? What is the name your parents put on you? Your teachers, your coach, your friends, the peers around you, your culture, your enemies, your friends, your foes. What has the world labeled you as? In the Bible, names were much more important than they are today when we name our children. In the Bible, a name spoke of a person's character. It spoke of their identity. It spoke of the direction of their life and their destiny. But I want you to see something here, that Jabez, he wasn't going to allow what his mother, what others, his family, the world had named him or labeled him to hold him back. How many of us are held back by what someone has said about us, over us, or to us? Jabez rose above it. He was more honorable than his 11 brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with pain and sorrow. Verse 10, here's the prayer of Jabez. One little scripture, 4 points, but this one prayer transformed his life. What would happen if you and I took this as a model prayer, pattern prayer, and we prayed it, personalized it every day for the next 30 days? I think it could transform our life as well. Amen? All right. So, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me, and notice, indeed. So the first thing that I want you to see is that he asked God, who he considered to be the source of all blessing. He asked God to bless him. But not just bless him, that's number one of the 4 points, but he said, bless me indeed. Everyone say indeed. It would be like for you and I to put, you know, exclamation marks behind it all the way across the page. In other words, he's saying, not only bless me, God, but bless me big time. God, bless me in a big way. Now, that's the first part of the 4 parts of the prayer. So you and I then every day, if we're going to pray this prayer, then we're going to go to the source of the blessing and we're going to ask him to bless us. Amen? Now, we could spend all night on what blessing means, empowered to succeed, and empowered for prosperity, empowered for longevity. If you look it up in Bible dictionaries, that's what it'll tell you, empowered to succeed, empowered to be successful, empowered to be favored, empowered to have prosperity, empowered for longevity, and the list goes on. But I don't want to talk about, you know, what the word blessed means. I just want you to see that Jabez had the picture of God, to see God as the source of all blessing. So he had a great God. What's your picture of God tonight? Is God for you? Amen. God is for you and God is not against you. But I want to bring something very special out. Notice he wasn't praying his pain to God. How many people do you know go to God and complain? Go to God and are angry at him because of their pain. Go to God and blame the church, blame their ex, blame their husband, blame their wife, blame their parents, blame their mother, blame somebody else for their painful experiences in their life. They're living their life, they're seeing their life out of all their painful experiences. I want you to know that Jabez didn't come to God and pray his pain. He came to God and prayed God's promise. Didn't God promise that if we would bow before him and put him first and seek him first, didn't he promise the blessing of Abraham on our life? If we'd walk before him, if we'd live blameless, if we'd obey him, didn't he promise the blessing of Abraham? The blessing makes you rich and adds no sorrow. The blessing covers everything that God wants in your life. So another way to say this, Pastor, I got a religious background. And I just can't say, God, bless me. That's hard. Okay, well, then you can say it this way. God, I want everything you want for my life. Ooh, I like that. God, I want everything, every dream, everything that you have for my life planned out before I was ever born. God, I don't want anything less than your best. I want everything that you have and that you want for my life. That's what I ask you to give me. And you know what I found out? God always thinks bigger than I do. God, I'm here and God's up here. How about in your life, right? You know, you've been in situations where you were expecting this and out of nowhere you got that. Well, if you have a hard time saying, God, bless me today, and we know what the blessing's for, to be a blessing, the power of generosity. The blessing is to be a blessing. And so if you have a problem with saying, Jabez didn't, he didn't pray his pain, he didn't pray his problem, he didn't blame God, he didn't live in the past, he didn't keep rehearsing painful experiences with his ex or his parents or friends or what happened in grade school or high school or college or the first marriage or the last church. No, he said he had a great God, released in great faith, and he had a great ambition. God, I want my life to change. Jabez is not my destiny. Jabez is not the direction. Jabez, I'm not going to live out of that my life. I'm going to live out of you blessing me. And God, everything that you want for me, I want it. Ooh, can we give the Lord a big praise? Come on, let's praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. So Jabez called on the God of Israel saying, oh, that you would bless me, and not just bless me, but bless me big time. You know, when I hear that phrase, I think of Oral Roberts. And that was one of the phrases that he would use a lot. And I can remember, when Kim and I went out to his house in Malibu, California with a bunch of preachers, and he laid hands on us and we knelt before him and he wrote my Bible. And that was part of what he said over us is, God, bless this couple big time. Well, that's what Jabez is asking God, who's the source of all blessing. God, I don't want you just to bless me. I got great faith. You're a big God. You're a great God. God, I want you to bless me big time. Indeed. Exclamation marks. I want everything you want for me, I want. And what does he want for you? That you would prosper. That you would be in health. Right? Even as your soul would prosper. What does he want for you? He wants you to live long and live strong. What does he want for you? Favor surrounding you like a shield. What does he want for you? To know his purpose and fulfill his purpose and leave a legacy and make a difference with your life. Well, what does he want for you? To go to bed tonight, lay your head on your pillow, have sweet sleep, and he talks to you in the night concerning your future and destiny. What does he want for you? He wants peace to rule and reign in your heart, not stress and strife and anxiety and worry and panic. What does he want for you? Joy unspeakable and full of glory. What does he want for you? Clarity and revelation and strength and God, bless me, God. Pastor, I just can't say that. Well, then everything, God, you want for me, I want for me. Amen. That's the first thing, the prayer of Jabez. So he said, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Then number two, I want you to enlarge my coast or enlarge my territory. Now, Jabez was a farmer. He had lots of land. So what is he doing? Number two, he's saying, God, enlarge my territory. What is he saying? God, give me more. God, I want more business. I want more land. I want more clients. I want more sales. I want more fruit. I want more results. I want more income. I want more investments. God, I want more favor. God, I want more friends, the right kind of friends. God, I want more. But we know what the more is for. Not to be selfish, but so that we can make a difference with our life. He's asked, now remember, this is the prayer that pleased God, and God answered this prayer. God answered this prayer. And he asked God, number two, God, give me more territory. Now, if you want more, you're going to have to learn to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Because if you want more in new territory, you're going to have to go where you've never been before. So you're going to feel what you've never felt before. So you're going to feel overwhelmed at times, uncertain, uneasy. And that's where you're going to have to learn to trust in God at a new level. Because for God to give you new territory, you're going to have to become comfortable being uncomfortable. We all know we will never grow without being uncomfortable. Guys, y'all back there tonight, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, you go to the gym, right? You work out. What? You got to get pain before you have gain. You got to break the muscle down for the muscle to get bigger, right? Same way in our Christian walk. What is he doing? First, he's saying, God, bless me. And we elaborated on that a little bit. Then number two, what is he saying? God, I want you to enlarge the borders, the coast, the territory, the boundaries. I want more. And I know what more is for. It's not to be selfish, not to build my own kingdom, but so, God, I can have a bigger platform, more influence, more friends, more resources, so I can build the local church, make a difference with my life, raise my family for God, help the widow, help the poor, send missionaries, send Bibles to China for Guinea. Are y'all with me? And notice, God was happy with this prayer. Now, he's not happy if we don't know what the more is for. Okay, praise God. Okay. So enlarge. So everybody say, enlarge my territory. Now, to do that, you're going to have to go where you've never gone, do what you've never done. You're going to have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. You're going to have to face some Goliaths, some giants. You're going to have to learn to be a giant killer. Because you know what? In the promised land, as they enlarged their territory, guess what was in there? Enemy tribes, giants. So when you pray this prayer, that's why at the end of the prayer, the fourth thing he says is, God, protect me, right? Because, you know, we're in spiritual warfare. What's Joyce tell us? Myers, new level, new devil. So when you ask for more, you're going to have more, but with more comes more pressure, more stress, more challenge, more platform, more exposure, more ridicule, more persecution. Because the Bible says you are going to receive 100-fold, I'm speaking it over you, in this lifetime with much persecution. That didn't go over too good, Lord. But isn't that right? 100, 30, 60, 100-fold with much persecution. So persecution is going to come with it. So that's important then that number two, he said, enlarge my coast, enlarge my life, enlarge my territory. I want a bigger life. I want to live my life out of the blessed life. And then I want to live a larger life, have more influence, more impact, help more people. I want more ministry, get more involved in church, more involved in my community, more involved in outreaches. God, I just want more. God, you're the God of more. So God, I'm asking you for more territory. Now, do you know where more starts? Between your ears. What? Between your ears. More starts in your thought life. If you think little thoughts, you get little things. If you think bigger thoughts, you get bigger things. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask or think, thought life. So you begin to enlarge your territory. How? By aligning yourself up with God's word. There's no spiritual growth without the renewing of our mind. There's no spiritual growth, I sure do love y'all tonight, without the renewing of our mind. There's no spiritual growth. And I'm not going to get larger or bigger until I change my stinking thinking. So when I say God enlarge, so God's going to say then you're going to have to change the way you think. God has his part, we have our part. Amen? And Jabez was willing to renew his mind outside the identity that his mother gave to him and his destiny, the direction for his life, by naming and labeling him that. And he said, that's not going to hold me down. That's not going to hold me back. That's not going to be an excuse. I'm not going to live like a victim. I am not going to live like a victim. I am going to rise above all the painful experiences in my life. And God, you are a great God. I got great faith and a great ambition. Amen? So, got to hustle. The team's coming out right now. And then number three, he says, and that your hand would be on me. Now, the hand of the Lord always speaks of the power of God. Now, what you're asking for is bigger than you. It's not bigger than God, but it's bigger than you. So you need the anointing. The hand of the Lord is the anointing. It's the presence of God and the power of God. So what's the third thing? Remember, God answered his prayer. What would happen if you and I pray this? I'll do it if you'll do it for the next 30 days, every day, pray these four things, the prayer of Jabez. And what can we expect? God to answer our prayer. So by the end of the month, we should see transformation in our life, some change in our life for the good. So the third thing he said was, God, I need your presence. I need your presence. What did Moses say? God, I won't go unless you go with me. What happened to Joseph in the pit, in Potiphar's house, in the prison? How did he keep getting promoted, protected? It says God was with him. God was with him. And so what are you saying? Third thing, God, you know, I'm not going to let the world label me. I'm not going to let my ex. I'm not going to let the last job, the last church. I'm not going to let my family, my friends, that situation, that painful experience. I'm not going to let determine the direction and destiny for my life. God, I'm not going to do it. God, you're a good God. And I see you as a God who wants to bless me. So God, bless me. God, everything you want for me, I want it. And then God, enlarge my territory. God, give me more clients, more business, more resources, more relationships. God, give me more wisdom, more revelation. God, give me more so I can do more. But God, it's bigger than me. What I'm asking you, God, there's no way I can do it. So God, I need your anointing. I need the Holy Spirit. I need a freshness of the whole. I need a filling, a new baptism of the Holy Spirit. God, I need your power and your presence. And then number four, the last thing is he says, and God, please protect me from evil. So protection. Because you know what? When you start going after God like this, the devil's going to come after you. Right? It's called spiritual warfare, right? When you and I make a new commitment, guess what? The devil comes against that commitment. I'm going to start tithing. Guess what? Things are going to start breaking down in your house. Pastor, I wish you wouldn't tell me that. Well, the word's going to be attacked. Your commitment will be attacked. You know, I'm going to believe God for health, you know, and then what happens? You get a cold. It comes to steal the word. Don't let go of the word. Those things will pass. Hang on to the word. It won't pass. Amen? So what's the fourth thing? He said, you know, I'm going where I've never been before. I'm asking you to do what you've never done before. I'm asking for a greater anointing. And so I know there's spiritual warfare coming. I know I'm going to face some giants, some Goliaths in the land. And so I ask you to protect me and my family today. And I speak Psalm 91 over me and my family today. I just pray it along with this prayer, Psalm 91, over my family today, God. And I thank you, you go before me and you'll protect me. And so with you protecting me, God, with you with me, God, you're for me. So who can be against me? Ha! Who can be against me? What will separate me from your love? God, you are for me. So you'll protect me. So I'm going to step out and step out big. Because God, I'm asking you not only to bless me, but bless me indeed, big time. And then God, enlarge my life, enlarge my territory. And then God, give me a fresh anointing. And then God, I declare that you will protect me every step. I'll not slip or fall. In Jesus' name, amen. And then what happened? And look, and God granted his request. Out of 600 names of people, he got pulled out and got recognized more honorable than any of the other, than his 11 brethren. And you know, if you look, cross-reference his name, you know, it talks about him with Caleb fighting giants. Caleb in the book of Judges, in the book of Joshua. So wow, the transformation. He could have lived his whole life out of his pain, but he decided, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to cry out, not my pain. I'm going to cry out the promises of God. Amen. Did y'all get anything tonight? Give the Lord a good praise. Amen. From his word. So say it with me. By God's grace, God's help, for the next 30 days, I'm going to pray this one scripture, 4 points, the prayer of Jabez, and I am going to receive from God because this prayer pleases him. Oh, y'all got it. Let's stand together, can we? As you're standing, just worship the Lord on the way up. Can we just thank him and praise him with our lips for his word and revelation, opening our eyes, healing our hearts, expanding our thinking, taking the scales off our eyes. People, some here tonight feel like now they have a second chance, a new beginning. There are people here tonight being healed from hurt, painful memories and experiences. Just begin to praise him and thank him and let God do what he wants to do right now in every life here. Father, we just thank you. Move in every aisle, move in every row. God, have your way. You know every heart. You know every broken heart, every damaged emotion. Every offense, every scar, every mar, every painful experience, every painful word, every slur, every curse, everything. God, right now we just turn it all over to you. And we've decided we're not going to live out of our pain. God, we're going to live out of a blessed life. We're going to live out of a blessed life. We're going to live out of a blessed life. We're going to fulfill your destiny for our life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us more. Thank you for your anointing, a new anointing, a fresh anointing every day. Thank you for your protection. For the Lord, we will fear no evil. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Could we bow our heads just for a moment? Let's pray this prayer together. This is for those of you who are here tonight and you say, I don't know God and I want to know God. I don't want religion. Maybe you just slipped in, you're a first-time guest. We're so glad you're here. Or maybe you've been coming for a while just checking us out. I just want to lead you to a God that wants to be your source, that can transform your life, that's for you, that has a purpose for you. Or you're here tonight and you're a Christian, you're a Christ follower, but your life, you know, has been hurt, broken, crushed, destroyed, devastated. Things have happened, but tonight you feel the Holy Spirit just loving on you and drawing you, bringing you back to a fresh commitment, a new commitment. In either case, church, let's help them. Let's all pray this prayer together. Say it out loud with me. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, died for me, and he rose again. Jesus, I believe in you, and I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Take my life and do something great. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, let's celebrate with heaven, can we? Amen.